August Wilson is known for chronicling the Black experience of the 20th century, but his work still resonates today.
You really find out how good something is when you look back on it. And something that is based on the truth, and a lot of the times when you tell the truth, it transcends through generations.
Miles Winbush Soles is a senior at the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts and the 2020 winner of Buffalo's regional August Wilson monologue competition. He knew a monologue from Wilson's best-known play, Fences, would be popular, but it still felt right.
Death ain't nothing. I done seen him. I done wrestled with him. You can't tell me nothing about death.
This is a scene where the lead character, Troy Maxson, tells an epic story about his struggle with death and compares it to a baseball game.
Death ain't nothing but a fastball on the outside corner of the plate, and you know what I would do with that. Look here, Bone on my line. You get one of those fastballs on the outside corner of the plate about waist high where you can get the meat of the bat on it and pow. Good God, you could kiss it goodbye.
And Miles will take that monologue to New York City for the National August Wilson Monologue Competition in May, along with second place finisher Floyd Slaughter of Hutch Tech High School. Laree Livingston of the Park School finished third with a monologue from one of Wilson's later works called Gem of the Ocean, which is the name of a slave ship in the play.
The world is a dangerous place, Mr. Citizen. It's got all kinds of harms in it, and it take God to master the world.
In this scene, a character named Aunt Esther describes the Gem of the Ocean to Citizen Barlow, who's then launched on a spiritual journey to the mythical City of Bones, an underwater kingdom of slaves who drowned during the Middle Passage.
The boat is made of a lot of things, wood and rope. The sails look like bedsheets blowing in the wind, and they make a snap when the wind catches them.
Laree says she could relate to Aunt Esther because she comes from a long line of strong Black women who have taught her the value of understanding and celebrating African American history.
Aunt Esther just had sort of that wise woman, sort of like all-knowing, but also, you know, having the knowledge of past generations, but looking forward, as in she had an interest in adventure, of wanting to go out and see the world despite the dangers of it.
Both Laree and Miles are starring in upcoming musical productions at their schools. Laree as the Baker's Wife in Into the Woods Jr., and Miles as Usnavi in The Heights. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.